In an epoch so remote that not even the Earth yet existed, the great old ones spread their wings and launched themselves forth through endless space.
In frigid darkness they slept, and as they slept, the cold winds of light between the stars swept them onward, slowly.
After unimaginable time, they chanced upon the third planet from a yellow sun and descended. And they wakened from their long sleep.
And the planet had primitive life.
And the great old ones found it fit for a place of habitation.
And they began to control the growth and development of life itself.
Dwelling beneath the southern sea, they took the stuff of life and created for themselves servants.
Shapeless and formless, these creatures could assume any conformation that proved useful.
And the great old ones saw what they had done, and it was good.
They are so powerful, and their presence is there's such an evilness about them, and they want out of this other dimension, and they can't. They have to be called out by someone who has that power, and the reptilians don't have this power. The Illuminati are actually run by these 13 bloodlines, which are all of the royal families in Europe and in England, and they need the blood because they are, in fact, not human. They take human shape. They are reptilians, and they need the blood. The blood helps them maintain their reptilian shape, and it helps them maintain their sanity, and it helps them to live in this world, because they are not from this world.
Open doorways, open spiritual portals to higher souls. So rather than just work with the human intelligence, portals to oversouls. Now these are not necessarily higher spiritual beings, but they are spiritual beings. They exist on higher planes. And that key of how to get free from this planet, for human intelligence to even put it into operation, would take a very, very long time. Higher agencies don't work for free. And what they wanted was energy. Energy released from death. Ritual murder to do with the spiritual and occult properties of blood. The release of fear, the release of confusion, toxicity. That these ritual killings have to be done extremely specifically. Otherwise it doesn't qualify as a ritual death. That means that they have to be done at the right time. And I mean that astrologically speaking. They have to be done at the right place on the globe. Wars, for instance, are ritual mass murders. They're put out on certain parts of the globe. They'll fight one another and die in mass rituals under very ritualistic circumstances.
Jack Morgan conducted rituals called Babylon Murders.
Complete understanding of the result of destruction of the people, and therefore the impact of the knowledge is applied to the
Jack Morgan conducted rituals call Babylon working.
Using demons to create reality in the real world.
Flip-flop.
Are known as the fallen angels. Complete understanding could result in destruction of the ego, and therefore lead to action.